You're listening to SBS News.
It has been dubbed the soul of the nation, the place where Australians go to reflect, respect and understand the history of their country. Now, the Australian War Memorial in Canberra is set to undergo an almost $500 million redevelopment, which will pay tribute to more recent military campaigns. The expansion will increase visitor areas by 80% over 9 years. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he wants to ensure all veteran stories are told.
People are very passionate about the memorial, its past, and it's importantly its future. As in the future, we look to ensure that the stories of an entire new generation of service are told and remembered for future generations. Because, sadly, there will be future generations of service as well. That means the War Memorial can never be a static institution.
The expansion is expected to include a complete redesign of the memorial's lower ground floor and a new underground exhibition hall to display large items such as helicopters and jet fighters. It will also include a live feed of current military activities and an area for quiet reflection. Australian War Memorial Director Brendan Nelson has told Sky News the revamp is about recognising and supporting the country's servicemen and women.
The sole purpose of this is to increase the space so we can tell the stories of this Invictus generation, as Prince Harry called them. It's not about getting more dusty stuff out of the cupboard and putting it on display. It's about bringing to life the stories of these 90,000 young Australians and their families and what they've done for us over the last 20 years.
Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester has told Sky the expansion will make the memorial more relevant to future generations.
We have a world-class Australian War Memorial already. It is an outstanding building in the sense that it respects and recognises all those who've served our country. But in terms of our modern generation, in terms of the current service by Australian Defence Force personnel, we're not able to tell their stories as well as we'd like to. So a young kid can go there today with his dad and see the stories of their great-grandfather and grandfather, but the young kid won't be able to see the story of his mum or his dad who's serving right now. So that is what's going to change.
Opposition Veterans Affairs spokeswoman Amanda Rishworth has welcomed the news.
It is going to tell the story of our contemporary veterans, our veterans that have served in peacekeeping operations, our veterans that have served in East Timor, Afghanistan and Iraq. These are important stories to tell so that we have a deeper understanding about what we've asked our servicemen and women to do and importantly make sure that they understand, they feel they are valued as well.
But Ms. Rishworth says while the investment is a great idea, the government must ensure it does not come at the expense of veteran services.
The money that's expended on this should not come from our veterans, and it should be as an additional aspect of valuing their service and part of the healing process for many veterans who do suffer from mental health issues.
Scott Morrison says taking care of veterans and their families remains a key priority for the government.
This year the government is providing, with bipartisan support, of course, over $11 billion in benefits, services and support to our 288,000 veterans and their families. But there will always be more to do. I want to assure all veterans, that not $1, not 1 cent of what we are investing in this important memorial today is coming at the expense of support for our veterans here and now and into the future.
Umarishi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.